Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with old friend and excellent professional guitarist, Aaron Lager-Kaplan. I tried to give it a little accent there.
It is very good, very, very good.
Is Aaron okay or Aaron?
Aaron is fine.
Hey, Aaron.
Aaron.
Like you're from Cranston, Rhode Island. Aaron.
Aaron. Yes, that's me.
So Aaron is a guitar player. That's a kind of a weird term because he's a guitarist.
Yes.
But a guitar player is a guitarist, I guess. And would consider yourself a classical guitarist, Spanish guitarist, a American guitarist, a French guitarist, anything that has to do with guitars, you can make it sound that language.
I do try.
You
yes,
do try.
I
and
do
we're
try.
Here to celebrate a brand new CD.
Yeah.
We got the scoop. Aaron has come down to give us the introduction to a brand new CD that hasn't even been released yet.
Yeah, the album is coming out May 26th, officially.
May 26th, so a couple weeks from now. It's called Spanish Candy. And we're going to find out about that. But let's get a little bit of background from Aaron, who lives in the Boston area, specifically in
Dorchester, yeah.
And he makes the long trek down here, brings his lunch, and travels for several hours to make it to our station in our studio here in Exeter. And then we talk and we find out about what's new in his life.
Yeah.
And what is new in your life?
Oh, well, I mean, it's 2023. This is probably the fourth or fifth time I've been on the show.
I would think at least
at
that,
least,
yeah.
At least. The last couple of years have been very busy. I built a recording studio and have been recording quite a bit. And this is the, I think, fourth album since 2020. And so this album coming out, Spanish Candy, is the latest baby. And I just returned from concerts in New York at the wonderful Barge Music, as well as at NYU, which was just a blast. And I had beautiful weather and great people. I've premiered some new works by Daniel Felsenfeld, a great new work, which I'll be premiering, giving the Rhode Island premiere on May the 19th. The Wonderful Music Mansion.
Yeah, so just the end of this week.
Yeah, so
Music
coming
Music Mansion
up.
In downtown Providence on the, well, not downtown, on the east side, up on the hill. If you haven't been there before, it's a very cool place. Check it out. But most importantly, you get to hear Aaron playing.
Yeah, that'll be a great, I'm very excited. I'll be joined on that concert by a wonderful baritone, Grammy-nominated Jonathan McAuliffe. And we're doing some songs by John Musto, a wonderful, beautiful set of songs. And the concert will feature Spanish music. It'll feature music from my other recent albums by Bach, as well as myself. And I think I even put a little John Cage for those wild revolutionaries among us.
Okay. So the mansion, and that's musicmansion.org if you want to get information about that. Or go to Aaron's website for information about exactly what you're playing and tickets and so forth.
Yes.
And that is?
ALCGuitar.com. ALCGUITAR.com. And yeah, it'll be a fun concert. May 19th, we're doing it again. I'm doing a solo show on the 20th. And the album comes out on the 26th. So what else is going on? I've been really into coffee lately, making
coffee.
I fell down the rabbit hole of espresso and have become quite obsessed with it. A good cappuccino in the morning. It's just
I have
a
an
happiness.
Idea for you.
What's
you
that?
Could start a new show called Guitarists in Cars Having Coffee. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have. What is it? The comedians in cars having coffee, which is great. I actually like the cars. Yeah. Some of the dialogue is a little contrived, but that's okay. True. Guitarists having coffee. It's the funny thing is, I was sitting in the wonderful guitarist Pepe Romero, wonderful kind of father figure of the guitar, and I was in his home, and this is probably 2016 or 17, and on his kitchen cabinets, not the cabinets, but the countertop, covered, there must have been 8 or 9 espresso machines because, and he told me, he goes, yeah, my students, they found out that I like espresso. So they buy me espresso machine. So each day he has a machine and he can have different espressos from different places. So
if anyone's listening, I like Mercedes-Benz.
That's good. If I was going to have a midlife crisis, I was told coffee is not so bad. It's better than motorcycles.
Well, so, there you go. Know. All right, why don't we get to a piece of music and so we can get the audience in the mood. And we're going to go to the brand new disc that you have out, which is available at your website. Mm-hmm. And what is track 9 that we're going to listen to?
We're going to start off with a beautiful piece by Yitzhak Albeniz, originally for piano, but sounds better on guitar. It's called Granada, a serenade. Thank you.
Aaron, let's see how much music we can get in today. Why don't we go right to your next selection? Tell us what that'll be.
This is another work originally for piano by Yitzhak Albeniz called Zambra Granadina, a dance from North Africa that is on guitar.
Aaron, you did so well getting that last piece of music in quickly. We have time for one more before we take a break. What will this one be?
This is the last piece that I recorded of Yitzhak Albeniz called Sevilla or Sevillanas, and it is inspired by the folk dance from Sevilla and a little flamencoized on my part.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Thank you. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. I am very pleased to be sitting here celebrating with Aaron Lajay-Kaplan, who is a guitarist, and we've been listening to his brand new disc called Spanish Candy. And disc is what we use here in the studio to take the recordings from, but it's available in other forms, correct?
Yes, on May 26th, it will be streaming worldwide and available for downloads everywhere. And CDs will only be available through Bandcamp, which is a kind of like Amazon, but much smaller and for artists. Or come to a concert.
And that's right. There's going to be a concert this Friday night, May 19th, at the Music Mansion in Providence. Aaron will be there along with special guests and providing us with great entertainment. So check that out either on his website, which is
alcguitar.com,
or the musicmansion.org website. One or the other, get there and enjoy. Now, we're going to go to an older CD, an older recording. This thing is like ancient.
It's almost
a year.
No, it's just over. April 29th, 2022. On that wonderful day, this album called Honey Cadence was released worldwide, and it features six meditative pieces by yours truly, me.
All right. And this first one is going to be what?
This is called Slight Nuance, and it takes some of my favorite aspects of the guitar, the timbre changes, the slight different colors, the ability to have the same pitch on multiple strings that sounds slightly different.
Really?
Yes. All right. Guitar is magical. And then the work is this expansion and contrasts and pulls in. So it moves around, but I think you'll dig it.
All right. Let's listen to Slight Nuance.
Thank you.
Aaron, one of the things that I'm always interested in when I meet composers particularly is, where does this come from? What time of day or night, in the shower, sitting around just strumming, driving in your car, where does the inspiration come from for some of these compositions?
For slight nuance, it's funny you say time of day. It was very much tied to sunset. I was on the end of the Cape Cod Wellfleet area, and the sun was setting, and I noticed people walking towards the end of the pier, and they would slow down. Even they had no need to slow down their walk, but as they got closer to the end, you know, the pier, their gait would get smaller or slower. And I said, I'm going to not slow down until the very end of the pier. And I walked out as the sun was setting, and I noticed all of these things happening, intensity in my heart, like I'm getting to the edge. And also as the colors were changing, and you know, the guitar is the most beautiful instrument in the world. It just is. It's a fact. We know it. And part of it is the colors. And so the colors mixed with this emotional tension that I was feeling at this, doing this walk by the water's edge, inspired the piece. Yeah, there you go. It's a deep
one. So different things every time.
Oh, very much so. Sometimes it's an idea. Sometimes there's a shape. There's a gesture. I had a roommate who was a composer, Sean Crouch, still a composer, and he would draw with colored pencils what his piece would look like. And it would be like, you know, just lines and not even like thin lines. I mean, thick colored. And he would just do this and hang it up as kind of an inspiration for the piece. And that was very inspiring to me. And so I kept that image in my head, because how do we do this? How do we organize these dots on the page? And I said, okay. And so I started doing that, and I'll have an image in my head. I go, oh, there, that shape would be a, I could see how I could create that shape in with music. And so, yeah, that's what happens. And sometimes they don't do anything. And there you go.
Different every time. All right. Well, we have one more piece to fit in this segment. What will this one be?
This one is called Moving Still. And this is one of the early pieces I wrote. And I was I set about the challenge of how to create something that doesn't go anywhere. So in Western music, we have a thing called a progression, chord progressions. If you think of Wild Thing, 1-4-5-4-1, those are different chords and they move in different directions. Bach would go and change keys, and that's kind of the history of Western classical music in a very small nutshell. In other traditions, they don't have chord progressions. They have to use rhythm or colors to create this sense of movement. And so this piece is in E minor. It never leaves E minor. E and G is an ostinato that is means just repeated consistently throughout the piece, and it never changes. But the piece still goes somewhere. So it's moving still, yet it's not. It's still. So there it's moving. Now I sound like a weird composer. There you go.
We'll have more of this weird composer after we listen to this and take a short break. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Aaron Larger Kaplan is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. Have you been called subject before?
Not necessarily recently, in a positive way.
Yeah, but, well, this is very positive.
Yes. I'll accept it.
Good. Because being a subject is, you know, I don't mean in a, like a colonial sense or something like that, but something that people want to talk about and remember and are interested in.
Yeah, well, so my ears are often, you know, what is it, buzzing or, you know, hearing things. So
well,
it's
they should be
buying.
Buzzing because you have been downloaded more than 100 times, more than 1,000,
yes,
more than 1,000,000.
Yes.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the fact that this man we're talking to has been listened to millions of times by people around the world.
It's pretty amazing, this streaming world. The reach is well beyond what I had imagined, could have imagined, unless I was, you know, Julian Bream, Andre Segovia.
Yeah.
So it's kind of amazing. There are things I don't like about it, but there are things that when people from countries that I have never been to, never met people, don't know anyone there, reach out to me and they like, I heard this piece, I love this. Mm-hmm. It's pretty magical.
Yeah, it is a magical experience. And beautiful music that you're providing. And
thank
we
you.
Just want to remind everyone that this coming Friday, the 19th, Aaron will be at the Music Mansion in Providence. And it's on the east side, easy to find. And it's a beautiful setting for what we hope will be a very nice concert, where it's a nice setting for about less than 100 people.
Perfect for guitar.
Perfect for guitar. No big sound system necessary.
No. I think it'll be a wonderful event, and it's a great setting. And I think there's some really special music that I'm looking forward to sharing with the people of Providence and greater from beyond. So
yeah,
come
from wherever you come from. Yeah. Pack a lunch. Come on up. So we have the End of God's Time CD to listen to at this point, which you're going to explain. But I do want to say that, you know, we've had you back several times. We want to get you back one more time. And I want you to think about this, because earlier in the program, you said without question that the guitar is the most beautiful instrument. Now, I have had pianists on the show that say, without question, pianos are the most beautiful instrument. And I've had violinists on this show that say violins are the most beautiful. So I think what I'll do is invite you back, and we'll have a debate between the various, see who was really winning.
I'd be all up for it. I'll just to say, I don't need a hammer. I don't need a bow. I just have my fingers, you know. Not they're beautiful instruments. I have four middle C's, each with its own little quality, you know. Anyway,
right,
I'd be happy to come
don't
back.
Don't give away your argument now.
Oh, I have pages of arguments.
Okay. All right, tell us about this last piece we're going to listen to.
God's Time is an album that came out in September 2022, devoted to the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. These are my arrangements, because he did not write for guitar. Nobody's perfect, I know. But these pieces in particular are small preludes and a little fugue. They were written as etudes or studies for his sons to learn keyboard. And so each one has kind of its own idea that gets fleshed out. Most of them are very short. I think the longest is 3.5 minutes. And I've arranged them because I just found they sat on the guitar so beautifully, and I just think they're little gems, and they're simple for piano. For those of you who've played it, you know them. On guitar, they're not quite as simple, but they're just lovely, and I'm excited to be sharing them with you today.
Well, thank you for bringing the music to our audience. We
thank
appreciate
you
coming in. Look forward to having you back again.
Thank you for having me.
Hope you have a great show this Friday, the 19th at the Music Mansion. Check it out.
Yes.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.